I've worked on many, many research studies in the marketplace that are very operationally focused, many of them for vendors that are often out there assessing much of the pulse of the practitioners and the operations around the world from a maturity perspective, ultimately to figure out what can be sold to them, right? What do you have? What do you need? And those are all purposeful in their ways, right? And all of that data is great information. The benchmarks, the operational insights, it's all very, very valuable to both practitioners and, you know, anyone who has an interest in the space.
Today's episode of the Payroll Podcast is sponsored by Deel. Now take a moment to consider the following pre-show scenario. Imagine you had to visit 6 different houses just to cook your dinner. One place has the pots and the pans, another has the stove, another has the food. You get the idea. Sounds ridiculous, right? Well, the reality is most global businesses operate exactly the same way, using 6 different tools and platforms just to pay their global workforce. But now there's one platform offering truly simple, truly global payroll, and that's today's sponsor. That's Deel. That's D-E-E-L. And Deel's fully managed global payroll makes it possible to pay your entire team in over 100 countries and in over 200 currencies, all in one place. So whether you're an enterprise company, a small business, or something in between, Deel is built to meet your unique business needs. With in-house customer success managers, local payroll experts, and more, Deel's fully managed global payroll eliminates third-party handovers and instead provides unmatched compliance and flexibility. In fact, they'll even help you track and flag the latest changes in payroll regulations before they even become an issue. And with 24/7 monitoring and best-in-class security protocols, your sensitive data is always protected. So are you ready to change your global payroll system? If you are, click the link in the show notes to book your demo with Deel today. Welcome to the Payroll Podcast, the show that explores the latest insights and innovations in the world of payroll. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Payroll Podcast. My name is Nick Day. I am CEO at JGA Recruitment Group, and we're specialist global payroll recruiters. And today we're diving into unprecedented territories. You must be wondering what it is we're going to be bringing to you today. Well, we're going to be bringing to you the first of its kind, a new survey that's never been done before, and the reasons behind it. And we're introducing you to a guest who's very well known in the payroll industry. So it's going to be a groundbreaking project. It's going to aim to capture the heartbeat of the global payroll profession. It's going to pave the way for the inaugural Payroll Profession Confidence Index report set to debut this May. You're probably all thinking, what are all these things? I've never heard about these things before. Don't worry, we're going to jump into all the nitty-gritty details during the course of today's show. So let me warmly welcome today's guest. If you're wondering who that individual is, he'll be familiar to many of you already. I am, of course, delighted to welcome Pete Tiliakos, Principal Analyst and Managing Partner at 360 Insights, to the Payroll Podcast show. Now, you may be familiar with Pete already because he already hosts his own payroll podcast known as the HR and Payroll 2.0 podcast. Fantastic show. I highly recommend you check it out. And more importantly, I'm looking forward to that rare opportunity today to share my stage with another podcast pro. So, Pete, welcome to the Payroll Podcast. How are you feeling?
Great, man. Thank you. I really appreciate you, Nick. You gave me goosebumps with that intro, man. So thank you so much. You nailed it. I'm a big voice for the industry and just happy to be here teaming up with you to see how we can bring more visibility to it.
Fantastic. Well, I'm super excited as well. And for those actually who are regulars to this show, you may remember that voice as well. Pete has been on the Payroll Podcast before. He was one of those amazing voices I managed to interview when I was out at Denver at the Payroll Congress last year. So do check that out. Anyway, my first guest I'm going to ask you, Pete, it's a question I ask all of my guests on the show. You may already know it's coming. But the question is, to kick things off, what does the word payroll mean to you?
Man, in a single word, it's love, honestly. Nothing but love, man. I got nothing but love for payroll. It's been fantastic ride, you know, for my career. It's done amazing things, taking me around the world, introduced me to so many people, opened so many doors. I have nothing but love for payroll, man, and the people that are out there making it happen every week.
And for those that question this, you think, oh, yeah, no, that doesn't say, love, do we really love payroll? Like, Pete lives and breathes this. You're going to discover that during the show. And also your very future mindset, which I love as well. You're always looking at what we can do next in the industry. The last time I recorded with you, you know, we ran at 100 miles an hour talking about tech, talking about what's going to come next, right? But where's all this grounded from? Before we jump into the survey, tell us a little bit about your background in payroll, where that passion comes from, and I guess most importantly, how that links to where you see the future moving.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm very passionate about payroll. I have spent my entire career in and around it in some fashion. I started out as a practitioner, actually worked in the first shared services in the Marine Corps history. I was in the military, auditing pay and entitlement records, had no idea what I was doing as a kid at 18, and got out of the military and went to work for one of the, what was then the largest PEO, one of the professional employer organizations, where I learned HR and payroll at scale against many, many different types of businesses. And I love that, right? I love the difference of just no one size fits all, right? They're all dealing with the same challenges, but they're going at it with different variables. I always love that part of it. And then I went on to manage payroll for the Walt Disney Company for about 3.5 years, and I helped them through their transformation into a shared service center. We put all of their back office operations for HR and finance onto a modern solution. And then went on to consult many of the biggest companies in the world through brands like IBM, TCS, and Deloitte. And then ultimately found my way to what I feel like is my calling, and that is really researching and understanding and helping advise and shape and be a voice for the industry, both on the practitioner side, but also bridging that with the vendors making the solutions and the organizations out there creating the products, if you will, that are helping fuel payroll and HR today. So I spend a lot of time, really talking about payroll in the context of my work and behind the scenes, honestly, on most any of the major solutions that are being built and have been for several years. And I'm just so lucky to be in that driver's seat, if you will, front row seat of both, kind of seeing the industry flourish and then watching the technology flourish around it.
Amazing. And it is flourishing, and certainly you're doing a lot of work to raise the profile. It's something I'm passionate about, something I know you're passionate about, and that I'm assuming is really the inspiration behind what we're going to be talking about today. So let's bring that to life. We're going to be talking about the first annual 360 Insights Payroll Profession Confidence Survey. It's going to aim to take the pulse of the global payroll profession to create a new Payroll Profession Confidence Index, and it's hoping, I understand, to be unveiled in May. Tell us more. What's it all about?
Yes. Yeah. And how we got here, right? I just did an episode on my show about the behind the scenes of how this came about. But basically, it's a passion project of mine. I've worked on many, many research studies in the marketplace that are very operationally focused, many of them for vendors that are often out there assessing much of the pulse of the practitioners and the operations around the world from a maturity perspective, ultimately to figure out what can be sold to them, right? What do you have? What do you need? And those are all purposeful in their ways, right? And all of that data is great information. The benchmarks, the operational insights, it's all very, very valuable to both practitioners and anyone who has an interest in the space. But what I found is, and what I believe is that we are not actually getting to understand what and how practitioners are feeling, what's going on, how they're feeling about the future, how they're being treated in their organizations. Because I think we know, and I've lived it, right? We've all lived that there still is a bit of a less than connotation with payroll. And there's a lot of ignorance. And I don't mean that in a rude way, but in a misunderstanding way for what is really going on in payroll. And as you know, maybe what we see on the surface of the iceberg is tiny, but what really goes on behind the scenes is massive. And that's what I'm hoping we can shed light on, is to say, look, this profession is incredibly important. They turn the world's economy, let's be honest, right? Without them, we wouldn't, none of us would be going to the store to pay for our groceries, right? And fundamentally, we're losing them, just like we are many industries, right? They're losing folks into this space. And so what I want to do is I want to be able to shed a light on what they're really doing, what value they're actually bringing, because there is immense value beyond just the paycheck that gets handed to the employee. And really tell the story about how they can be most impactful for their organizations and the longevity of their profession. So this is all about really getting past all of that. What do you have? What can we sell you? And asking, how are you doing? How are you feeling? Why do you feel that way? What's working? What isn't working? And how do we get how do we rally the organization around you to lift you up and make you a more impactful voice for the business and its outcomes that it's hoping to achieve?
Yeah, there's something I quite like in that, just reflecting back on what you've mentioned. You used the word feeling a couple of times. And I've done, 100 and God knows how many episodes of the payroll podcast and HR podcast and everything else, right? But we often think of payroll outside looking in. So not as a payroll professional, but as an HR professional or a war professional, a finance professional. We'll look at payroll and think it's a binary response. It either pays accurately and on time or it doesn't. If it doesn't, we have a problem. If it does, everything's okay. But it's very rare we talk about the feelings involved, you know, the pressures they're under. And, you know, I work in the world of global recruitment. You're right. I've seen a lot of people leave the industry. Some really top experienced talent, some inspirational talent has left the industry because the pressure got too much, the stress got too much. They felt under-rewarded, felt undervalued. And it's a real shame to see those people leave. And of course, if you people have people leaving, it gets harder to sell the profession for new people coming in. Now, I think we've had a massive transition. We've got new tech. We've got payroll now has probably never been more exciting than it is right, you know, today, right? In terms of you have so many touch points, so much influence. But I love the fact we're moving that conversation now to that binary, it does it, it doesn't, into the world of feeling. Because feelings matter. Mental health is top of HR agendas outside of the world of payroll, if you immerse it into the world of HR and other things as well. So for your perspective, fast forwarding, if you could be a predictor, if you could get the perfect result from your survey, what would you like the survey results to show? Now, it may not show these results, but what would you like them to say in a perfect world?
Yeah, well, look, I agree with you. This is an incredible time to be in payroll. I'm writing about this quite a bit lately, and I'm jealous in the most positive way of what these practitioners have coming into market to help them out, and is going to just elevate those rich, rich skills that they all hold. The adaptability, the analytic thinking, the ability to solve problems and think outside the box, right? Payroll is perfect at that. But, you know, look, like a good researcher, I'm not going into this with any big expectations to look at it and say, oh, I think this is what we're going to learn. I have hypotheses, certainly, and I'm trying to keep a very objective and open mind to this and say, let's just see what's really going on. I sense we're going to hear that payroll is still largely undervalued. I think we're going to hear that payroll is still largely not being championed as a strategic advisor. And I think we're going to find that most of them are still operating with less than modern capabilities that are holding them back from really delivering that value. But I also would argue that most of the organizations, while I would say that most organizations, and this is one thing I would love to even pick a little lower, right? I feel like this is a baseline year where we're going to need to drill down into different areas. And one of the areas I want to drill down into is the mindset of the C-suite against payroll and what they see. I don't think, in as much as I think that most of them are ignorant to what payroll actually does, I actually think they're also ignorant and blind to what payroll can actually provide. And that is that rich data and org agility and just strategic advisory around mergers and acquisitions and collective bargaining agreements and all the things that trickle down to payroll after the fact that we really ought to be involved in the front end, just like a labor law attorney, just like an HR compliance lead, right? I mean, payroll has that knowledge, that level of knowledge, and a level of responsibility that, let's be honest, is the largest on the balance sheet, right? It's the labor cost and the payroll cost is the largest sum on the balance sheet. So you have to pay attention to this. And so I hope what we're going to do, short answer is, I'm going in objective and I want to come away and I just want to tell the story, positive, negative, and say, hey, let's start looking at some of these areas and start doing these things or moving in this direction to help payroll, because this is what's working and this is what's not working. And I'll just tell you one last thing to add to this. I know I'm probably very long-winded, but we only ask one technology question in all of this. And the reason is because we know that the technology is there. We know that the firms are buying it, right? We know that it's available. It's less about that. It's about how we're caring for them as an organization and including payroll in the broader conversation of strategic decision making, because it is the wheels of the organization. And if they can't handle, if they're not viable, then the car can't handle. So this is really critical stuff. And I think it's competitive advantage type category if you really want to, as you get bigger in scale, right? And so what we're hoping to do is just shine the light on what really is going on, good or bad.
A couple of things I like about that response. The first is from a coaching mindset. So I work as an executive coach for payroll professionals anyway. And one of the questions I'll often ask my coachees will be, you know, what's got you want to get to here in your career, but what's got you here won't get you there. So I think the idea of getting a survey that understands exactly where we are right now, that's the analysis that I'm sure you'd love to do, that then tells us, okay, this is where we are now. Now we have a real temperature check on the global market. We kind of know what steps we need to take it to the next level, whatever that next level looks like. What I'd be intrigued to understand from your perspective, and because I have this conversation regularly on the show, and I, you know, when I have someone who's so passionate talking about payroll, I often get caught up in it a little bit because I'm equally as passionate. But one of the conversations we often talk about is the idea that payroll should have a seat at the board, right? Now, before we answer that question, I just want to layer it slightly because you mentioned attorneys and we've got different people. I often think we want that ball position because HR will often have it and finance will often have it. But there are many, many other functions that operate within a business that have very senior leadership, pay well, that don't have boards at the table. Talent acquisition is often one. You may find your legal representative, attorney, another, that may not have a ball position, but having a huge amount of impact within a business. Strategically, with all that being, you know, in play, what do you think is more important? The idea that they get recognised by the board and that they're taken more seriously, they understand the strategic impact the payroll can have as a strategic advisor, the idea that if you look at analytics, we can make these small changes that actually over a scale of 10,000 employees have monumental impact? Or do you think it's more important that they actually, we push the agenda to get us onto the board itself? Well, from your perspective, with all your experience, what do you think?
That's a great question. So kind of coming back to what you asked before about what we hope to do. I mean, I hope if nothing else, we can create a narrative that begins to communicate to the senior leaders. This is the way you need to be viewing these professionals. That's a great question, right? We just did a podcast on this about, does payroll need a seat at the table? And maybe you should just make your own table if they won't invite you. And the way I look at it is do we really expect that payroll is going to be in the C-suite? I don't think so, right? I understand most likely it's going to roll up to something like the CHRO or the CFO. I understand that. The Australian Workforce Compliance Council, I believe it is lobbying to create education, literally university education in line with lawyers and accountants, by the way, and are vying for a chief payroll officer in the C-suite separate from a compliance perspective from those two. But that's a little bit for another day. I'm digging into that because I think that's fascinating. But look, the reality of it is it doesn't matter what you label payroll in the end. It doesn't matter even that you call them to the table. What matters is that you are consulting them proactively in your decision-making. And that is all payroll really needs and wants, right? We don't have to have that seat at the table. We don't have to have that title. But what we need to have is the respect to come to us before or as that merger and acquisition. Payroll's not going to hold those things up, but payroll can sure as hell make it difficult for you to execute on if you can't scale and move with that, right? I've had a CFO walk into my room and say, or the controller into my office and say, hey, we bought this, right? I was at Disney, we bought Fox Family, and it was like, hey, we've got to pay, 70,000 people or whatever it was in X countries in 90 days. And it's like, could someone just have mentioned that to me, right? Just let me know that we were even going to do this. And I've seen it too with collective bargaining agreements where they came and threw it down on the table and then payroll went through it and we said, guys, this isn't even compliant. There are a couple things here you're not even allowed to do in that state. Right? And so you got all these lawyers that are backtracking. It's like, but did you ever stop and ask the expert, right? And so I love what you're talking about there about the reskilling around coaching these phenomenal skilled leaders. Is just teaching them that strategic advisory mindset, right? It's almost that big four consulting capability that they're going to need. I think that's the key to unlocking this skill set that they have and pairing it with their data. You know, in our episode, we explored this idea that, well, look, if you're not getting the seat at the table, pull your data out and start your own table figuratively and invite your executive and talk about two data points that matter most to them and watch another executive come to the table and another executive. And before you know it, you built the table and now they're at your table. And I think that message there that I love out of that podcast, if shameless plug, but if you can go listen to this, it was with Anne-Marie Verwajian from S&P Global. What I think I came away with was payroll has to stop being led and start leading more. And that's their data is where that's going to lie. So I hope that's what we can do is help that narrative, get payroll motivated about that and start changing that skill set and attitude towards, because it's going to be bottom up and it's going to be top down. It's going to take payroll and the leadership coming together.
Hello, HR and people leaders. Are you not exhausted from the endless war for talent battle cries? I think it's time for a fresh approach. Which is why at JGA Recruitment, we understand the real challenges you face in sourcing top HR talent. And guess what? We believe we have the solution. Our team is on a mission to revolutionize your hiring process because we're not just recruiters. We're strategic partners dedicated to finding the best HR and people professionals who align perfectly with your company's vision and goals. Let's break the cycle of frustration together. Join forces with JGA Recruitment and experience the difference in hiring better talent faster. Don't let another day go by without taking action. Contact us today by visiting jgarecruitment.com to discover how we can transform your HR team. And here's a bonus. When you visit us, why not sign up for our weekly HR newsletter? Because it's packed with invaluable industry insights and more. We really hope you can revolutionize your HR department by working with JGA Recruitment. Contact us today.
Yeah, I fully agree. I think arguably for the first time since I've been in the industry, and I've been in the industry since 2002, so long enough to see it shift. When I first, I don't know how it was in the US, but from my side in the UK in 2002, payroll was in a windowless office. You know, they just kind of, it's transformed so much. But now in the market, we look at it now in the industry in its current context, you can go and speak to your HR counterpart, your CHRO, your CFO, and it immediately add value if you have that conversation. What are your biggest pain points in HR right now? We're having problems with talent and retention. Okay, you know what? Payroll really speaks to talent and retention. We can offer pay on demand. We can improve our pay dashboarding. We can interactive pay slips. We can get involved in looking at pay gap analysis. You know, all that stuff can help an HR agenda. If you go to the finance, you can have the same conversations. What are your biggest pain points? Let us help you. That's an education piece. And I think the shift, as payroll has moved now more into that employee as consumer market, the idea that if we're not looking after employees, as the Great Resignation showed, our employees will leave us. And losing talent is very, very expensive, not just in terms of the cost of replacing it, which is the market that I'm in, but also the cost of losing experienced people and individual, the cost of retraining, the cost of time. And actually, if you can get payroll to have an influence on that part of it, you're already adding value. And that's just in the sphere that I operated in, talent retention. There are many other spheres as well. So from your side then, what makes this survey different to what we've ever had before? It's the first of its kind. It's groundbreaking, really, in what I've seen of it so far. But our listeners haven't seen it. They've probably seen loads of other surveys in the past. What sets this apart?
Yeah. No, I love that question. So listen, like I said, sentiment-based, right? This is purely help us help you, right? It's how are you feeling? How are you doing? What's working? What's not working? How are you being treated? It's that sort of thing. It's not what do you have? What can we sell you? That's the first thing to know. The second thing to know is this was written, like I said, with pure passion, right? From a practitioner. We spent a year and a half designing this. We included feedback from the payroll org. The president of the APA, Linda Obertson, weighed in and her team. Anita Latink helped review this. Stacey Harris at Sapien Insights, Steve Goldberg, my peer and longtime HCM, Wall Street CRO and HCM tech expert. We incorporated feedback from Nathan North from the GPMI. We brought in folks, we brought in other practitioner leaders, very high level, enterprise executive sort of payroll leaders in a group that I've curated privately that we're working to do some education I can talk about later. But we are, we had a lot of input from this. So this is by practitioners, for practitioners, and written and underscored by professional researchers. So we have thought extensively about this. More importantly, what I'd love people to know about this is that this is not sponsored. This is non-monetized, meaning this is purely a pro bono effort on our part. No one is taking a dollar for this. It is 100% free. We will give away all of the information that we learn from it. We will unveil it in May at the payroll org, at the Super Bowl of payroll, as I call it, the payroll Congress. I'll show it there. And then from there, I'm going to present it any and everywhere I can get people to listen to in my work, with my vendors, with you know, public payroll speaking that I do, as well as I'm even trying to work closely with all of the payroll associations around the world who are sharing this, the CIPP, the GPA, the payroll org. I'm sure I'm forgetting some people, the TAPS, the AWCC. They're all helping to share this. And I'm hoping to even present for them privately to their members as well, and share this information. But lastly, the last thing I want you to know about this that is so, so important is not only is it non-monetized, and we had opportunities, right? We had plenty of vendors that jumped and said, can we sponsor? And we said, no, thank you. We want to keep this sanitized. More importantly, one of the feedbacks that we received was very critical to me, was that they were worried that payroll would not speak up if their employers could maybe triangulate their voice on what they had said. So we said, fine. Anonymous. It's 100% anonymous. The only thing we ask for you in terms of PII, if you will, is your first name and your email, if and only if you want us to push out to you when this comes available, or any of our research that's always free, you can access it. So you're really just subscribing to our newsletter. But that is 100% if you want. You can come into the survey, not a completely anonymous, take the survey, give your feedback. No one is going to know who it was or what they said. And none of this is going to be shared at that individual level. It will be completely anonymized. And we're going to use this year over year as a benchmark. And it will evolve, right? It's a little long this first time out, but we've got to get that baseline understanding of what's going on and then begin to know where we can make some adjustments and dig into some different areas. And I'm hoping it's going to spawn some conversation and we can maybe even collaborate. I've already talked to some folks about collaborating with this data, how we can maybe pair it with other data, and maybe we can even sort of shape that survey together at some point. So there's so much just conversation that's happening from this. I feel like we've already won in a lot of ways, even if the data isn't there, you know?
And it sounds like it's the findings then will allow you to shorten it next year, because it's, again, that's when you're in that situation of this is where we are now and how do we get there? How do we go next? I've got to ask, you know the questions inside out, back to front. You've meticulously looked at studying what to ask, what not to ask, what to include, what not to include. Is there a particular question in there that you are really, really interested in just seeing and unearthing the results? Or is there anything particular from the survey that you know you kind of got a feel for what the result might be, but actually when it comes out, it could be something different? What are you looking forward to?
Yeah, well, we've asked a couple of things. Like one, we've asked how invested your executives are in transforming payroll and nourishing payroll. And that means, you know, are they actually walking the talk and doing that sort of habits to champion you? Or, and how much are they investing, right? Because there's a difference between money on the table and a cultural attitude towards payroll, right? So it's things like that. The other thing I want to understand is just how payroll is being perceived today. I sense that it's not high value. We've seen it from other surveys, so I'm sensing that's going to be bad or lower than we would like. And I'd also like to just understand one of the things we're digging into is what are the partners in the organization that are championing you the most, right? Where are you getting that deeper support? Not to mention the perception of the value coming from your organization aside from just processing payroll. What about the ROI and the value that you're delivering to your organization? So we're really hoping to find out what's sort of, like I said, what's really going on in payroll and understand where we need to go off and dig and see what are the key pieces and parts that are maybe broken. And again, we do ask, what is the most impactful technologies? What are the most impactful investments that could be made for you? Is that education? What is it, right? Is it just fundamentally championing you? So we really want to triangulate all of that together and tell a good story about what payroll is really living and what they could be living and what they could be producing if they had the right environment and ingredients.
Yeah, nice. And you mentioned earlier, just to bring it back slightly, the Super Bowl of payroll is where it's going to be unveiled. Now, for those not familiar with Payroll Congress, I'm going again this year. It's in Nashville. So for those interested, if you're not going, you should get yourselves there. Fantastic event, like something you've never seen before. The biggest payroll event globally. I'm looking forward to it very much. But that's between the 7th and the 10th of May, isn't it? So for those that are interested exactly specifically when the results will be released, that's when. And of course, if you want to see those results, it makes sense to do the survey because then you're going to have the email to get the results back. So if you are interested in finding out how this goes, get involved in the survey. Something I thought was quite interesting in what you just mentioned, and I'm not as familiar with, I have looked at the survey, but I can't remember specifically if this question's in there or not. But you mentioned in the example you gave there that we're often looking for, or one of the questions is, are we getting any external investment? What's the investment like externally? So, you know, is HR, is finance, are they really giving the investment we think we need? Just to play devil's advocate slightly, in the payroll industry, sometimes, and I say sometimes, because actually it's probably more frequent than we would like to admit, there's a resistance to change. There's a resistance to actually evolving the industry we work in. You know, you're working in payroll, you've got it running smoothly and accurately and compliantly and on time. And days gone by, that was the kind of the absolute thing we wanted to get to, the point of compliant, accurate, on time, no errors. Fantastic. But of course, payroll's moved on from that, because if you're just doing that, it's kind of the bare minimum. It can do a lot more now. It can get involved in employee engagement. We can go down that angle. But I think if you're not evolving, you're stagnating, you're going backwards. But I think a lot of investment, yes, from outside forces we need in order to evolve what we're trying to do. But I would say sometimes in the industry, and apologies, I'm being slightly critical of the industry here, and it's not for everybody, but there'll be some people in the industry in payroll now who don't want to see change. They've got it working. They've got it streamlined. They don't see the value in all the trinkets and whistles that are coming with it. Is there a question in there that challenges that view of thinking that, you know, actually is the person that's potentially holding the evolution of payroll back you? Because you don't want to see change. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a fantastic push, right? I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of that in payroll, right? I've witnessed that. And I've sat in front of very big in very big boardrooms with some very big companies that said, look, it's good enough. Let it limp along. We're willing to spend the money to do that. But I think the problem is that what you're finding is that organizations, I think COVID was a great example, right? That was a real test of BCP, you know, business continuity and data recovery. And there were a lot of organizations that went, oh shit, we aren't really prepared for any outage. And we did not foresee this coming. I mean, we all didn't, right? And now you're sitting there as an organization, right? Maybe you're not in the cloud at that time. Maybe you didn't have a partner. Maybe you didn't have the best means of moving money across border and having good insights to know where your workforce was. Those organizations were at a significant disadvantage in many ways, right? From an agility perspective, from a forecasting perspective, but more importantly, when you think about the way money was being doled out in the United States to save a lot of these businesses, particularly the smaller businesses, those that had a partner who was or had a modern infrastructure had help getting to those funds a lot faster than those that didn't. And so that becomes a speed and agility and if almost in some cases a survival. So I think that there are many organizations that are now waking up to the reality that they've gone off and they've spent all of this money on HR transformation. And that's great. You can have all of the best talent acquisition, management, talent, training, anything that you want. But if you don't deliver their paycheck on time every time, the party's over. And all of that just goes out the window, right? And so I think you're getting this realization that while, yeah, there are resistors, I think you're finding that organizations are looking now and going, wait a minute, we've got this world-class HR thing that we've invested in, but we've got this bolted-on, poorly operating, barely surviving payroll, right, that is fundamentally holding it all together. And it's a house of cards in that case, especially as you scale and go global and get bigger. It's going to rear its head pretty quick in the form of compliance and other things. So I don't think it's going to be a matter of even this survey. I think companies are coming to the realization that they can't continue to let payroll limp. They have to invest in it. And throwing technology is not necessarily making you transform. You've got to be able to empower the leaders in that environment with that technology and help them change around it and then activate the data and the outcomes from that. So I'm hoping that the convergence of this survey and these findings and things like COVID are going to wake people up to go, wait a minute, payroll is really important and we weren't very good at it. And we need to do something about that. If not, protect what we have because we're losing practitioners.
Yeah, 100%. That's something I'm going to segue off slightly here because some people may have listened to this and heard this before. But actually, pre-pandemic is interesting. We're talking about the impact payroll had in keeping the people pay, keeping businesses solvent, keeping people going forward. Now, no one could have predicted the pandemic, but myself and Joseph, who was there at the time, was global payroll manager at BMW. I don't know if you know about this, Pete, because Dan Maddox had a little part on it. People from Jason Davenport had a part on it from CIPP. But I did a little six-part podcast series. It never released it, and I didn't release it because I felt it'd be unethical and inappropriate to do so. But I created a six-part episode series with a colleague, say the global manager at BMW, which was there was a virus that hits the payroll industry and it rendered anyone that could do payroll unable to process payroll. And it was a what happened next story. So completely work of fiction. You know, the idea that people didn't get paid, they started rioting, da, da, da. And of course, I couldn't release it. We were just recorded the final episode. You know, it was a whodunit, who was involved, was it the government? But then the pandemic hit and we felt it'd be inappropriate to have a virus-based and now it looks like we did it because of the pandemic. So maybe it'll come out in the future, maybe.
Yeah, you need to release it. I think in hindsight, it would be funny. You know what's funny is my wife is also an HR practitioner, and we talked about this one time just as kind of joking around in the car on the long ride. What happened if all of payroll didn't come to work for a week? What would your business do? How would you guys recover? And we started to talk through that. And I thought, well, okay, now let's compound that. Well, what if you're this company? What if you're this company, right? What if you're Walmart? What if you're P&G and you've got a million employees or whatever? I'm like, how does that not grind the economy to a halt? And you can only float money for so long.
And the government doesn't get its taxes. You can't manage infrastructure. You can't, in the UK, it pays for the NHS. You know, this all starts to play out on the show. Maybe I'll release it. Maybe it's time. We'll see.
I think you should. You know what you need to do? You need to get, I don't know if you've met Jim Cole, the payroll artist. He's a fantastic, I think he's a payroll leader for Czech. He has some great comics.
He's been on the show.
Yes, good. Okay, yeah. Perfect. Perfect guy. You should have him. It'll help you illustrate that. You could do a one of these comic novels, right? Something like that. That'd be great. Graphic novels.
But certainly what you were saying in terms of the COVID making the industry wake up, I mean, Scott Morrison, Australian Prime Minister, he publicly congratulates the payroll industry. And actually what we've seen is some real behemoths come to the industry now, like some industry players now that for the first time ever we're seeing unicorn companies focusing in the world of payroll. You know, these, okay, some of them are tech, some of them are services. That never happened before. And I think the whole world has woken up to a market which is ripe for evolution, ripe for investment, ripe for raising that profile. And I can't wait to see the results of your survey to see just how far we've come. But actually more exciting for me is just how far we still can go. That's the bit I love to look at. That's the bit I really like to analyze. Look, before we open the vault, Pete, I could talk to you for hours. I love your passion, love the way you look at the industry. What's the question I haven't asked today about the survey that actually you just want to nail it in everyone's mind about why it's important to take part, what it is we're trying to achieve, something perhaps I haven't asked that you just want to raise awareness for?
Yeah, I would just close with, look, thank you very much for listening. Thank you so much for your help, Nick. I mean, look, I love every practitioner and I want to see you live the most amazing payroll life. I've got the scars from the old ways, right? The down in the basement, just feeling like we're rowing and we're not, you know, we're just printing checks is all they think we're doing. Meanwhile, right, we're making magic every week. And so I have a special place in my heart for that. And I have a big platform and I'm trying to bring that voice of the practitioners over to the vendors, over to the executives, and really triangulate that through my platform. So help me help you is really the call to action here. Take the survey if you're a payroll stakeholder of any kind. Put it in the hands of at least one or more stakeholders. Ask them to take it. We want every payroll professional, every leader, every shared services owner of payroll, anyone who has a vested interest in owning payroll, we want to hear your voice and just help us get it in there. And I promise you, I'll do my best to make sure the whole world hears you loud and clear. I promise.
Super. Fantastic. Well, what a great way to finish. Let's open the HR. Let's open the payroll vault today then. It's a vault segment. It's where we unearth invaluable insights from our guest today. It's you, Pete. So if you could impart one piece of advice to someone currently working in the world of payroll, what would it be?
Hang in there. We're in the golden age, as I've been saying. We are there. We are finally there, right? We're finally getting the technology we need. We're starting to scratch the surface of the respect, right? Kudos to Australia. They're way out there ahead of everybody else when it comes to respecting payroll. It's here. Just get ready to get on your board and get ready to ride this wave, because I think it's going to be very, very, a lot of opportunity is going to be available. And those that I think can stick around and take those rich skills and activate them, You're here, right? You've made it. It's a profound time, and I think payroll is going to be exciting as we go forward.
Couldn't agree more. Question two: if you had the power of foresight and you could change the entire payroll industry with one action or one improvement, what would that action or improvement be?
Yeah, well, we probably would want, I mean, at least in America, we'd probably want to make the tax code simpler. What do we have, like 16,000 entities or something here if you add up all the locals and everything? Yeah, I would love to see us make compliance a little smarter on the end of the governments to understand what it actually takes to actually perform some of those things as an HR and payroll practitioner. So yeah, I'd love that. I'd love if everybody could walk a mile in a payroll practitioner's shoes and see, as the CEO, as the lawmaker, as whatever, what it takes to actually do this to help shape maybe some of our decision-making around it. Because it all trickles down to payroll, right? So
it does. It always does. And it's, you know, it handles, you say, more cash than any other function in any business, right? So it's important that we pay attention to it. And last, a bit of fun. If payroll was a song or a movie, what song or movie would it be and why?
Oh, wow. That's a tough one, man. What song or what movie? I feel like it would be Rocky, right? It's like we're always getting beat up, but we come out on top, right? We find a way to win. We gut it out. And so, yeah, payroll is... maybe like Rocky. I don't know. I needed to think about that one a little better. I'm sure there's a lot of much, much better analogies, but yeah.
No, I think we've had Rocky before. I think that's okay.
We can even be Rudy, right? The underdog story, right? The guy who shouldn't, you know, nobody thinks is as good as he should be. And here he is, he's on the team. So I don't know, maybe one of those.
No, fair enough. There's something that came to mind when you were talking earlier about the idea that now we've gone away from, I would call it the windowless office. And you said, you know, right down in the doldrums. So years ago, I don't know, you may have heard this analogy before, but the Romans, you know, they had the trireme boats, where they would be at the top and everyone underneath would be rowing in these horrendous conditions. And they'd, you know, you'd have to row and you'd be whipped and you'd be completely undervalued and you had to get from A to B. And, you know, when the Romans would attack somewhere, they would keep the loot for themselves. And then, of course, the Vikings come by and do the longboat. And the longboat was all about collaboration. And it's they got everyone in the boat together. They shared the loot and they had to collaborate. And everyone was kind of in it together. I feel like, okay, that's an evolution that took place many moons ago. But I can analogize it to the world of payroll. We're not in the triremes anymore, right? We're not getting hammered by other functions. We've got an opportunity to work collaboratively where we can all share the gold. And when I say gold, that's talking about respect. That's talking about strategic insight. That's talking about strategic advisory. The opportunity to really collaborate and add value back.
Thank you.
And I think it's a really exciting time. Can't wait to see the results of your survey. I know it's going to contribute massively to that evolution of the profession, that raising of the profile of the profession. So fantastic to have you on the show to talk about it further. I guess before we wrap up, if you can just let people know where they can find the survey. I know you've got your website, 360insights.com. It's probably a complex survey actually looking at the link to read out. So what I'll say to listeners is I'm going to put it in the show notes. Listen to this episode, go check it out. You can find it, the survey directly there where you can complete it immediately. And if you do complete it, you will get a copy of the results. Anything else you'd like to add to where they can connect with yourself, Pete, or any other links you'd like to share with the listeners?
Yeah, just thank you to everyone. Thank you, Nick, for giving us this opportunity. And yeah, just connect with me on Twitter, at Pete Tiliakis. Connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm probably connected with many of you. I'm always an open virtual door. You can ask me anything. I'm happy to help. And you can always check out the HR and Payroll 2.0 podcast. Again, another sales-free environment, just free education. If you want to come and learn with me and Julie Fernandez, we'd love to have you. So check it out.
Well, it leaves me to say a huge thank you to Pete Tiliakis for sharing your invaluable insights today. I love your view on the world, your passion for the industry. Of course, thank you to you, our listeners. Do check out 360 Insights, the Payroll Confidence Survey, if you get an opportunity to do so. Please do share this episode with your colleagues and friends, because the more people that hear this, the more people can take part in the survey. Together, we can raise the profile of payroll globally, not just of this show, not just of the industry, but of Pete's show as well. This is a community. This is a collaboration. We're all in it together. We've all got the shared same goal and outcomes that we're trying to achieve here, which is really getting payroll to become a strategic advisor. So do get involved, do share, do subscribe if you can. And remember, of course, if you are a payroll leader listening to this show and you need support with a particular payroll related vacancy, please do get in touch with either myself or any of my wonderful team at jgarecruitment.com. You'll see the link in our show notes. We can support vacancies anywhere in the globe. We've got US operations, we've got UK operations, so do get in touch. Just leaves me to say a huge thank you once more to Pete. My name is Nick Day. I can't wait to bring you the next episode real soon. That's me signing off, and thank you for tuning in. Thanks, Pete.
Today's episode of the Payroll Podcast has been sponsored by Deel, the all-in-one global people platform that simplifies how you pay your global teams. Deel's fully managed global payroll makes it possible to pay your entire team in over 100 countries and in over 200 currencies all in one place. So whether you're an enterprise business, a small company, or something in between, Deel is built to meet your unique business needs. With in-house customer success managers, local payroll experts, dedicated points of contact, and more, Deel's fully managed global payroll eliminates third-party handovers and provides unmatched compliance and flexibility. In fact, they'll even help you track and flag the latest changes to payroll regulations before they even become an issue. And with 24/7 monitoring and best-in-class security protocols, your sensitive data is always protected. So are you ready to transform your global payroll system? If you are, click the link in the show notes and book your demo with Deel today.